Well, turn over to Psalm 51. And this is where we're going to be this morning. And we're going to just walk through this wonderful framework that God gives. It's a framework of how we get back to God, how we find the course back to God. And when we've been defeated by the giants of lust or the giants of despair or the giants of selfishness or the giants of anything, God says, you know, you can come back to me if you've lost your song. If you no longer are welling up and overflowing with praise to God, you can come back. God says, I want you to know, I'm going to give you a map to come back to God. Number one, in the first four verses, to come back to God, we have to follow David. Let's see what he did. The first thing David did was he began to focus on God's character. And remember this, God is exalted whether or not we sin. Because God is infinite and eternal, and he is not like the stock market bouncing around by whatever's coming in from anywhere. God is the same. His changelessness, we're going to see in a few weeks in the book of James. God is never eclipsed. He doesn't come up and down. He doesn't wane. Even our sun, our solar powerhouse out there that warms our planet, it goes through phases. It has a cycle. It gets brighter and dimmer. It gets hotter and it gets cooler. It affects the earth more and less. God isn't like that. There's no variation with him. And God, David saw, is exalted even when we sin. Because God's character must be focused on that it is holy, infinitely pure. Let's see him do that. First of all, verse 1. This is what David writes. And by the way, again, the superscription, if you have it in your Bible, it's a valuable part of our Bible study, and some of the modern Bibles just leave it right out. But every manuscript of the Hebrew Bible has as the first verse of the psalm these little superscriptions, these little what we call kind of the stuff we don't understand, these Hebrew words. But it says in Psalm 51:1, preview to 1, for the choir director, a psalm of David, when Nathan the prophet came to him after he had gone into Bathsheba. So this is dead. This is right on. This is right in David's life when God's convicting prophet pokes his bony finger right into David's nose. And of course, smitten, his song gone out, utterly wasted. We'll see next week in Psalm 32 what he went through. He went through total physical, internal, just wasteland. As he fought with God, as he hid his sin, as he acted like everything was okay, as he tried to go through the motions, the mechanics, as he tried to sing God's song, and it just fell flat. How do you get back to God? Verse 1, be gracious to me, O God. I'm appealing to you on the basis of your character, according to your loving kindness, according to the greatness of thy compassion, you, God, blot out my transgressions. Number one, he says this. He says, God, you and you alone can renew our relationship. I sinned against you. And I come to you and I appeal to your character. I appeal to you, my God, your loving kindness, your greatness, your compassion. And you alone can blot out my transgression. David says, Lord, renew our relationship. I've gone away from you. Only you can renew it. Look at verse 2. He says, wash me thoroughly from my iniquity. Cleanse me from my sin. You notice all the different words he uses? In the Greek language, there are 5 different words for sin. In the Hebrew language, there's a myriad of pictures. But basically, he says, I have transgressed. He says, I've gone over the line. You had a fence up and I climbed right over it. That's the first word he uses. He says, blot out my transgression. Verse 2, wash me thoroughly from my iniquity. My iniquity is my wicked internal filth. He says, I'm iniquitous on the inside. Continuing, he says, cleanse me from my sin. And sin means missing the mark. He says, I have missed the mark. It's kind of like I've fallen short of your standard. In the Hebrew world, when they would shoot their arrows, if the arrow didn't quite make it to the target, it was called missing the mark. And what God says, we all fall short of His glory. God is here, and no matter how hard we try, we just can't get up to Him because we fall short of Him. And David says, I have crossed the line. You said, don't go over that. And I went over that. I'm dirty inside, and I can't make it to you. I've missed the mark. So I ask you to cleanse me. And David says this, only you, Lord, can wash us clean. I like what William Cowper once wrote. It was his testimony. He was a sinner, as all of us were born into this world. Sinners by nature. Our very nature is sinful. Our choices are sinful. And God has decreed that we're sinners. God says we are all, even the sweet little babies that come into this world, are sinners by nature. And as soon as they can make their own choices, they'll choose to sin. And God has already decreed all of us lost in sin because of Adam's transgression. And as soon as we realize that and come to Him, William Cowper wrote these words, there is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners who plunge beneath that flood lose all their guilty stains. And as if there was any doubting, he says, lose all their guilty stains. Lose all their guilty stains. It reminds me when I was little and the record player used to have a scratch and it would just keep going back in that groove. Shows how old I am. Record player, you know, I mean, the young people don't even know what that is. It's in museums now, but it was really neat. The same line would just go over and over, and it sounds like the needle has gotten in the groove. Lose all their guilty stains, and sinners who plunge beneath that flood lose all their guilty stains. David said, Lord, verse 1, you can renew our relationship. You can take the barrier away. You can remove the blocking cloud of sin, and you can wash me clean. Look at verse 3. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is always before me. What he's saying is, it's a beautiful word. And remember, Hebrew is an Oriental language. It's an Eastern language. It's much, much more like Chinese and all the Eastern languages than it is like English, because it's not very exact, precise Greek words. It's pictures. And each Hebrew word is like an entire graphic. And what he's saying is that my sin, look at verse 3, my transgressions and my sins are always in front of me. They're always blocking me. And what he's talking about is, he said, I'm trying to go over here and it's in the way. And so I decide I'm going to come to God this way, and it's right there again, and I can't get to you, God. He says, it's blocking me. And what he says in verse 3 is, the Lord can remove the roadblock. The Lord can take away that which robs me of His presence and a fellowship with Him. And look at verse 4. He said, against thee and thee only have I sinned and done what is evil in thy sight. So you're justified when you speak, and you're blameless when you judge me. He said this, God, only you can utterly forgive me, because I've sinned against you. It wasn't merely against Uriah. It wasn't merely against the child. It wasn't merely against Bathsheba. It wasn't merely against my household servants that saw what I did. It wasn't merely against the prophet Nathan who was so grieved. It wasn't merely against all the people that no longer hear my songs. That doesn't really, really cut it. It was against you, God. You were there all the time. And I sinned against you. So he began to focus on God's character, and he says, God, verse 1, you can renew our relationship. Verse 2, you can wash me clean. Verse 3, you can take away the roadblocks that just seem to just make it so I can't get through to you. You can utterly forgive. And I sometimes have to just borrow the words of the poets. And one put it this way, Horatio Spafford said, my sin, not in part, but the whole, is nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. David said, you, God, can utterly forgive. And he focused on God's character, and God is exalted even in our sin. In spite of our sin, God remains exalted. But when we focus on His character, He renews the relationship. He washes us clean. He takes away the roadblocks, and he utterly forgives us.